KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of rain today and a high around 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In Western Iowa news, the Iowa Department of Transportation has officially reopened Interstate 29 between North 25th Street and Council Bluffs and the I-680 interchange near Crescent. The road was declared open at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. In addition, I-680 from the Nebraska border to I-29 near Crescent is also open. Each roadway will have one lane open in each direction. Speeds on I-680 will be reduced to 55 miles per hour. Old Mormon Bridge Road will also be opening with a 12-foot vehicle height restriction to provide access into Crescent. Those roadways, along with other multiple roadways in the area, were closed in the middle of March due to flooding along the Missouri River. Many roadways remain closed in the area due to flood recovery process. Damage caused by floodwaters varies greatly across the area, and the recovery process may take anywhere from a few days to several months. The Iowa DOT, as well as local jurisdictions, are working as diligently as possible to move through the recovery process to safely reopen roadways to the traveling public. Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Director Doug Reed Tuesday night said the Joint Preliminary Damage Assessment Team, comprised of officials of the Pottawatomie County EMA, Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Department, and FEMA, completed assessments of impacted properties throughout the county on Tuesday. Their assessments provide a focus on a representative sampling of the damages to residential properties resulting from recent flooding. Reed said we had approximately 260 properties we know had some level of damage based on our local preliminary damage assessments and reports provided by residents. He added that we were able to work with our partners from the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency and FEMA, validating the data by examining about 25 to 30% of our known damages. Officials agree that based on the event and historical trends that there are likely many more properties with impacts that were not reported as of yet. Some properties in affected areas are still not accessible due to remaining floodwaters or dangerous road conditions. State and federal officials, he said, will now examine all the data that has been collected, and FEMA will then determine whether Pottawatomie County residents will be added to the existing Individual Assistance Program authorized by President Trump's major disaster declaration for the Midwestern floods that have devastated the region. Local officials hope to have confirmation of that over the next few days. Reed concluded that it's important for everyone, even if minimally impacted, to always report their damages when requested by emergency management. Providing the entire scope of impact, he says, helps us paint the picture for officials in determining our inclusion into assistance programs. Individuals may not be in a position where they need assistance, but your information is still critical in getting that help to those that do. Missouri River floodwaters are receding slowly from the southwest Iowa town of Hamburg, but a former mayor expects a few hundred residents likely won't return. Terry Holloman owns the Napa Auto Parts store in Hamburg, flooded by the Missouri River when it broke through the Hamburg levee on March the 18th and inundated about two-thirds of the town. It's a big financial loss for most people, he said, that can least afford it. Holloman added that the poorest residents took the brunt of the flood. The lower areas are the lower-income families, the one who can least afford a loss. That's going to be hard on everybody, he said. Not everyone will be willing to start over.
So we have a lot of recovery, a lot of rebuild. A lot of people simply will not come back to town because of the loss of homes. We'll probably lose easily 200 people, I would say.
Holloman says residents remain resentful about how the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers manages the Missouri River, and he accuses the Corps of neglecting flood control measures. The dams and the levees were built in the 1950s for flood protection, he says.
They've now switched that. They no longer are about flood protection. They're about environmental and recreational. They sat there during the winter with their dams full, knowing they're going to have runoff from snowmelt and no place to put it except down the river.
Spring flood damage across Iowa is estimated at near $1.6 billion, with another $1.3 billion in damage in Nebraska. Following the release of IRS news release on March the 25th, providing federal tax relief for Iowans in five counties damaged by flooding, the Iowa Department of Revenue is providing similar relief at the state level. Taxpayers whose primary residence or business is in Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, and Woodbury counties will have until July 31st, 2019 to file and pay state individual income taxes and business income taxes due between March 12th and July 31st. The extension requires no action by residents and businesses in those five counties. The extension includes filing of quarterly withholding withholding tax returns, but does not apply to withholding tax payment deposits. The extension is in addition to an earlier report from the department that provides taxpayers in counties declared disaster areas by the governor an extension until April 30th for state taxes due between March 18th, but no later than March 31st. More information about state tax relief due to the flooding is available on the department's website. You can find a link to that under the same story on the news page by KJAN.com, and that site will be up and running by April 15th. Governor Kim Reynolds, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, and Missouri Governor Mike Parson will meet with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and FEMA today to get an updated assessment of flood damage and look ahead on the Missouri River outflow and identify regional solutions for flooding and levee repairs. The meeting will be followed by a press conference at the Council Bluffs Police Department. You can look for additional details about that meeting later this evening. In other news, Red Oak Police responding to a dispatch at around 8:25 p.m. Tuesday about an unconscious man in the 600 block of Hillcrest Drive, ended up arresting the subject. Officers took into custody 28-year-old Logan Matthew Hughes of Red Oak after he was transported to the hospital and medically cleared. He was taken into custody for child endangerment and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where bond was set at $2,000. A woman from Creston reported to police Tuesday morning that sometime between 3 and 4 a.m. Tuesday, someone entered her home in the 400 block of North Oak Street. The thief took a 40-inch flat-screen TV valued at $300. Creston police are investigating the incident. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.